Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very important issue which has become a stigma on the face of Islam is the issue of honor killings. Honor killings are rampant in many Muslim societies, and we know that there are many incidents which come to our notice in which men generally kill their near of kin, their blood relatives. It could be their wives, it could be their daughters, in which they think that lady has brought disrepute to their family. And this disrepute could be any. That this disrepute could have many shades. For example, a person could think that his wife is involved with some other person, or that a person's sister has eloped with some other person and run away with him. So it has various forms. But the bottom line is that the men, they think that women have brought dishonor and disrepute to the family. And in this regard, they even go as far as to kill these ladies in cold blood. And we find these incidents every day if we just study any newspaper. Now, even something which is even more ghastly is the fact there are certain Muslim countries in which honor killings are generally given protection by the law. Now, the first thing which needs to be realized is that even if a lady has committed this crime, then the directive of the Quran in Islam is that any punishment which has to be given on a sin or a crime relates to the state. It is not the authority of a person. A person has not been given this authority to punish people in any way. He cannot flog criminals, he cannot cut their hands, he cannot do anything which is stipulated by Islamic law regarding punishments. All punishments relate to the state, and one cannot give this punishment. And a crime which is as heinous as killing someone, of course, according to the Quran, is warranted in only two situations. The Quran is very explicit. It says, أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. He who killed a human being without the latter being guilty of killing another or of spreading anarchy in the land should be looked upon as if he had killed all mankind. So he has to realize the fact that in the first place, killing or murdering someone is something or a punishment which relates to the state. And secondly, if he kills someone without he being guilty of killing someone else or spreading a disorder in the land, then he is guilty of actually killing the whole mankind. So the other thing which needs to be realized in this matter is also the fact that there are instances in which very pious people, they deviate from the right path and they have become guilty of certain offenses as grave at times as fornication itself. In this regard, the education and teaching of Islam is that even if a person has faltered, then one must hide his crime. Instead of bringing him to the notice of authorities or maybe bringing it to the notice of society, it is essential that he should hide this crime. And the Prophet himself is attributed these words. These words are attributed to him. He is reported to have said that if you had hidden the crime of this person, it would have been better for you. So if a person who becomes guilty of fornication, then the proper attitude which Islam tells us to adopt is to hide his crime. And it is only in cases when people become a source of nuisance or they've spread anarchy and disorder in the society that these crimes should be taken notice of. Otherwise, one or two instances of this deviation should actually be hidden. And the other thing which needs to be realized is that one cannot, as I said initially, take the law in his own hands, and one cannot punish any person with his own hands, even if he thinks that his wife has committed adultery. And a very clear example to this is even found in the time of the Prophet, when a very famous companion, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, he asked Prophet this question, and I'll just read out this narrative to you, which will make it absolutely clear that that people have not been given this authority to take the law in their own hands. Abu Hurairah reports that Sa'd ibn Ubadah asked the Prophet, if I see some man with my wife, should I still bring four witnesses to catch him? The Prophet replied in the affirmative. At this, Sa'd said, certainly not. I swear by he who sent you, instead of bringing four witnesses, should I not pounce upon him and kill with a sword and kill him with that sword? The Prophet said, while addressing the people, listen, what does your leader say to you? Actually, he was referring to Sa'd ibn Ubadah. He has a great sense of honor. Yet I have a greater sense of honor than him. And God has even a greater sense of honor than me. So what is meant by this narrative is that even if a person is absolutely sure that his wife has committed adultery, he still cannot take the law in his hands. And the Prophet said that he is aghir, he is more ghairat, he has more ghairah in him than that person himself. And God has even more ghairah than him. Even he stipulates, and God and Almighty and the Prophet stipulate, that even in such situations, a person has not been given the authority to take out a sword or any weapon to kill his wife. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ